and thinking that I might lose my way and lose my mind and lose myself, those things were still there. Those were the things that I remembered. Those were the things that came to my aid and called me back from the edge of the pit to a reminder that it was a gift that I had waiting for me to be part of His people, part of His life, and that I did not have to continue to be one of the children of wrath.
Amen.
Children of wrath. That phrase just jumped out at me when I read the scripture. I don't remember ever seeing it before. I could not have told you that it was there. And yet, this Lenten season, it just rang in my head when I read Children of Wrath. We talked last Sunday about how we inherit all the sins of our ancestors, even back to our original ancestor and that first sin of Adam and Eve. We carry those things with us. We are children of those sinful people. We are children of all that. But we are also children of God. Not because of who our parents were, but because of a gift. He gives us that opportunity to become heirs to the kingdom of heaven through Jesus Christ, if we will just believe in Him. Such a simple solution to such a horrible problem. If we believe that He will take away our sins, then we have that gift and that promise. If we want to stay mired in our sinful nature and continue to be selfish and angry, then all the troubles of the world will just make us meaner and harder and more bitter and more frustrated and uglier and more burdened. But if we believe in Christ's gift, if we believe in the promise that we have through Jesus Christ, then all of the troubles of the world are just opportunities for examples of His love and His power and His mercy and His grace for us to show the world that we can overcome all things through Christ who strengthens us. Will we live as children of wrath, angry, mean, bitter, frustrated, irritated, or will we choose the gift of grace? Well, we live in the world. We get frustrated. We get angry. We get all those things. We live with those things. We've inherited those things from those who came before. But we have also inherited that promise that God is with us, that He gave His only begotten Son, and His Son left with us His Spirit that we would not be alone, and promised us that He would be our advocate, our defender, our healer, our comforter, that He would be there for us regardless of what happened, regardless of what troubles might come. We are both children of wrath and children of God. And at every moment in our lives, at every crossroads in our lives, at every decision in our lives, we have to choose to go the way of the world, the way of the devil, the way of wrath, the way of anger, the way of bitterness, the way of meanness, or to go the way of God, to forgive, to love, to share, to overcome, to let go, to rise above. And so we go through the world, torn between the evil that we have inherited, the earthliness, the worldliness, the pain and the suffering, and the forgiveness that we are offered. Not as a bounty for anything we did, not as a thing that we can earn, but as a gift. All we have to do is choose. If someone offered you the gift of a wonderful new life, but you had to go to a new land, you had to leave behind all who would not share that gift, could you set aside all those things that are so important to us and take on that opportunity? It'd be tough, wouldn't it? Let's say a Saudi sheikh arrived in the neighborhood and it said, everybody who's in church this morning can come and live in my kingdom and I'll pay for everything. Pay for all your health care. I'll pay for all your food. I'll pay for your housing. I'll pay for everything. If you just come with me, believe in me. Most of us would be, I don't know, man, there's got to be something wrong with that. We wouldn't trust them. We wouldn't believe in them. We wouldn't want to take a chance. It was in a moment when I had nothing left to lose that I realized that I had an offer that I could not refuse. I had to be on the brink of losing everything to be willing to give up and give Him a chance to have not just part of my life, but my whole life. To give up our lives to serve Him, to be willing to be His people, to do His will instead of our own, is in some ways the easiest thing in the world, and in some ways the hardest, because it means putting our whole selves out there on the line. Will we choose to be children of God, or will we continue to be children of wrath? I know that the reason you're here is because you choose God. But we don't always get it right. We don't always remember. We don't always do what we know we should or remember what it is we should. But we keep coming back to that. I am His child. I am one of His people. I choose not to just do what the world says, but to try and find a higher power, a better way, a more wondrous spirit. And the promise that He has a place for us where no one can hurt us, where nothing can go wrong, where we will be filled with living water and comforted with eternal love is worth it all.